This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal judge in Montana has thrown out more than 185,000 acres of oil and gas leases in Montana and the Dakotas, and 1.5 million acres of Wyoming oil and gas leases sold under the Trump administration. The decision was issued by Chief Judge Brian Morris of the U.S. District Court of Montana. It's the third time that Judge Morris has ruled against the U.S. Department of the Interior over the protection of sage-grouse habitat. At the heart of the case is how the U.S. Bureau of Land Management applied its 2015 sage-grouse conservation plans. The lawsuit was brought by the Montana Wildlife Federation, the Wilderness Society, the National Audubon Society, the National Wildlife Federation, and Montana Audubon. The groups argued that oil and gas leasing should have been steered first to areas outside of key habitat for threatened and endangered species, so that the sage grouse would stay off the federal endangered species list. The 2015 sage grouse plan required the agency to prioritize oil and gas leasing and development outside of sensitive habitat, particularly in designated priority areas. But in 2018, in Trump's first term, the BLM told staff to disregard those prioritization requirements when offering new oil and gas drilling leases in sage-grouse country. The judge in the case acknowledged disruptive economic impacts to the western states caused by vacating the lease sales, but concluded that BLM's legal violations outweighed those considerations, except in cases where a lease was already producing oil and gas. Most of the leases have been granted, but drilling and extraction have not yet begun. A Northwest Montana tribal project has restored a portion of the Jocko River to its natural flow where the river runs alongside the National Bison Range boundary, west of Ravalli, thanks to a Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes Natural Resources Department project. The goal of the Jocko River Bison Range Reach Restoration Project is primarily to restore the stream and floodplain impacted by levees, humans, and agricultural uses. The project rebuilds a new channel where the river has historically meandered, revegetates the area with native plants, and restores the wetland and riparian habitats. Over the years, the riverbed has shifted to the edge of the floodplain and straightened, a process called channelization that deepens and narrows the riverbed. It's a problem often caused by levees or physical barriers that constrain the river. The Jocko River has been confined against the mountain that defines the southern edge of the Bison Range, causing erosion and increasing sediment in the riverbed. The restoration project, split into two phases, is reconstructing a meandering channel to its historical course. Riparian structures are being built into the bank using jackknifed trees. Portions of the trees will hang into the riverbed, creating cool, protected areas for aquatic species. The project includes adding native plants and willow trees along the river, and that newly built low banks will allow for natural flooding during heavy water flow periods, helping plants to regrow. The native vegetation regrowth will benefit the local wildlife, and the repaired floodplain is estimated to restore 30 acres of wetland habitat while slowing fast and destructive floodwaters. The project should allow fish to return to the Jocko with the new, wider, slower waters. The roughly $5 million in construction costs for the Jocko River Bison Range Reach Restoration Project is supported by a $1.9 billion CSKT Water Compact Settlement, a tribal, state, federal agreement to fulfill water rights for the Salish, Kalispell, and Kootenai people as guaranteed by the 1855 Hellgate Treaty. As part of the Water Compact, the tribes regained control of the CSKT Bison Range and acquired additional land in the area, enabling the large-scale restoration project. As America celebrates its 250th birthday this 4th of July, there are many ways to join in on the festivities, from fireworks to rodeos to live music. On Wednesday, July 1st, the Livingston Roundup Rodeo opens with its first of four nights, 8 p.m., the Livingston Roundup Rodeo at the Park County Fairgrounds with post-rodeo fireworks over the arena. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.